Long before the days of modern transportation, before the railway system had really been developed, and certainly long before the motorway system had been developed and you'd articulated lorries and different things, goods would have been brought into Belfast from other parts of the world and brought into the heart of Northern Ireland, into the heart of Ulster, by means of the Lagan navigation system, by means of the canals. And the last barge that went up the canal officially was in 1954, so it's a distant memory that maybe some of our viewers might even remember. This part of Lisburn, whenever the canals were somewhat active, there used to be 27 locks like this one throughout the system and 18 full-time lock keepers on the system as well, some of which lived in houses right on the canal itself. Out there towards Achillea, there's a place called the Broadwater. Used to do a lot of fishing there when I was a youngster, and there's a house there. It's derelict now, sadly, but the lock keeper used to live there. And the job of the lock keeper was very, very important. He was there to regulate the barges and different things, and the locks served to regulate the levels of the water to make it safe for the barges to pass through without accident or without incident. And here at the island centre in the middle of Lisburn, some of the locks have been restored and replaced. And I think that's nice, it's encouraging, because it gives a little bit of a flavour of what the town would have been like all of those years ago. The lock keeper had an important job, to open the doors, to open the lock, if you like, to let the barge through. And without the lock keeper being there, there was no throughway. And our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ is a little bit like a spiritual lock keeper. The hymn writer said there was no other good enough to pay the price for sin. Jesus only could unlock the gates of heaven and let us in. You see, the Word of God makes it very clear in Revelation, the book of the Revelation, the last book of the Bible, that not that defileth shall enter in. Because of our sin and because of our iniquity and because of our transgressions, we have been barred and locked out of heaven. And there's no key that we can produce with the arm of the flesh or by our own ability that can open the doors to heaven again. There's no creed, there's no church, there's no ceremony, there's no clergyman that can open the way back to heaven. It's Christ and Christ alone. He said in John chapter 10, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And on the cross, through the sacrifice of himself, taking our sins upon his body upon the tree, shedding his blood, he opened a door. He opened a way even back to God. He opened the gates of heaven. He opened the gates to God's kingdom. And all who receive him and enter in by faith can pass one day by God's grace through the gates of the New Jerusalem, washed in the blood of the Lamb. I wonder today what your hope for heaven is. The Bible in Matthew 25 records a parable that the Lord Jesus Christ told about 10 virgins. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. The foolish virgins had no oil in their lamps. And whenever they went out at that late hour, whenever the bridegroom came to get oil, they came back and they found that the doors were shut, the doors were locked. And they knocked on the doors to try to get entrance, and they heard those awful words, depart, you're too late, you've missed your opportunity, the doors are locked, the doors are closed. You know, you can miss your opportunity to get right with God. Jesus Christ on the cross has opened wide the doors, unlocked the gates to the kingdom of God through the shedding of his blood. As it says in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 20, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, through his flesh. I encourage you today, if you're not yet a Christian, enter in. Come through the door, come through Christ into the kingdom of God, lest, like the 5 foolish virgins of Matthew 25, you find yourself locked out and shut out of God's kingdom. God bless you, and thank you for listening today.